best thing you can do for such a case that's running total dubbing, you know, it's just like that all the time. They blow through this. If they are doing all right and they just hit one, blow through the thing, you know, in a few hours and so on. You're not dealing with this kind of case. You understand this. And they're just doing this all the time, and they talk about, oh, I don't know, everybody's seeing James Dean these days. Those are dubbed cases. Usually. Superpopulated environment. People that aren't here anymore are walking all over the streets, you know, that kind of thing. Well, now, that kind of a case is best handled by your CCHs and SCS. It's about the only way you're going to get to this case, so you needn't monkey with it. Case is liable to bug out on you. You do too much think, you know? That doesn't mean that everybody that's run on CCH, I always have to add this, and SCS is this kind of a case in the auditor's opinion. But it does mean that I haven't said anything about this thing for years, because actually, I personally didn't really believe it. I've seen it in the PC's chair time and time again, you see. I still didn't believe it. I thought it was very amusing, even though it might give you a bad opinion of my auditor or something of the sort. Apparently quite personal, gives you a bad reflection on my case and all that. I knew you needed this particular datum, so I set myself up to see if I could find it for you. I'll believe it now. I'll believe it now. What awes me is think of walking through all one's days in that kind of thing, because, boy, that would be a daze. And think of going up and down the time track with all this kind of thing. Man, that would be a rough show. But a person would be below Anatin. So if you start to run them on SCSs and that sort of thing, you could expect enormous quantities of Anatin to come off. Enormous quantities. The person would be practically awake, and then all of a sudden you'd get nothing but dope. Again, that means that a person who dopes off isn't necessarily in this condition, because you'll hit dope off running anything. But that's what you could expect from a dub-in case. And they do exist, these old-time wide-open cases. Everything is backwards and repopulated and so on. Well, those people are totally irresponsible, and they are below unconsciousness. Evidently, unconsciousness is an ability they have lost. They very often don't sleep and all kinds of things like this. That's something to know about cases and to pick it up. First time I observed this, I think, was about, 12 years ago, first time I ever saw any of this. Saw a lot of it about 10 years ago and haven't mentioned it particularly. Well, you're going to run into it now like mad, and don't expect this person to be able to run very much responsibility with any certainty. But try it anyhow after you've run some SCS and so on. Now, that person is basically protecting the whole universe from themselves. That's why they've gotten into this situation. And they apparently pull everybody in that they know into that immediate area and zone to remind themselves, see, that they might do something to them. Their intentions are quite good. Their cases are not necessarily difficult to solve, but you're going to get an awful lot of Anatin and so forth off the case, and the case is going to unscramble, and the facsimiles are not going to be factual and so forth. But the characteristics of the case are what are important to you. The characteristics are responsibility doesn't bite. The tone arm here is not going to change very much on that case. It's going to hang. Got it? All right, that's your E-meter manifestation. Next manifestation is considerations apparently don't change very much. And the case, in doing a run, goes upscale to unconsciousness. You know, it's dub-in, black field, invisible field, picture is the scale they run up through. We knew that already. But you needn't think everybody is a dub-in case just because they think this or that is happening and so forth. I've had a look now, and I can give you the dope.